So my name is Diana Santos, Pastor Diana. I kind of struggle still with that because I'm usually called just Diana, but I am a pastor. I really am. Thank you for being here. Appreciate everybody coming because I know it's the last Sunday of the year. We had Christmas and we're busy and some of us ate so many cookies that we could felt like we weren't going to be able to move. So I thank you for being here. I thank Pastor for giving me the opportunity to be able to share this morning. I think it's great that next in a few days will be 2020. I am so excited about that. 2020. I'm so excited. I don't do a lot of stuff with numbers, but I just think that is just really great. But Pastor touched on some of my points this morning. I thought, I'm going to have to wave him down not to say so much. That's what I'm going to say. You're going to hear it twice. But I did want to say real quick that I'm also, I forgot, one more group of people that I'm thankful for. So I got all my people here, my closest people. Everybody knows my husband, Nettie. Nettie can raise his hand. Nettie doesn't want to raise his hand. So my oldest daughter is Cecilia. She's there. There. Her husband is Victor. There we go. Jessie. She's so sweet. My 9-year-old granddaughter today. Come on. I mean, Annalisa just raised like this. 9 years old. I'm thinking, oh, grandma's getting old. And my 5-year-old. Okay. She's a little shyer. And then I got Kathy. Her husband, Chris. Crystal. Her husband, Manny. I like them. I like all of them. I like all of those people. They're my favorite people. All of them are. And I'm thankful that they're here. And I'm thankful to God that they want to be here. And I want to say that because I know what it's like as a grandma, as a mom, as a whatever, that you want to fill up the benches with your people. Be patient. Give that over to the Lord. Be patient. Don't be patient. God's in control. all right. So I had these little nifty things in y'all's little bulletin, right? Because I want y'all to write this down. Now, I know some people take this and put it in the trunk of the car, and in about 6 months, they're going to say, oh, that thing is still there? I want y'all to do that. I'm asking y'all for something, okay? I'm asking for you guys to get one, get a pen, because today we're going to talk about habits. Now, we can talk about having New Year's resolutions. I said the worst one that I made a couple years ago, I said I was going to learn to read and write Hebrew. Ooh, I don't know if any of you guys know how hard that is. And back last year, I said something to Nettie. He said, you're still working on Spanish. I said, well, besides the point. He said, you're working on Hebrew? I said, "I'm yeah. And I have a little app on my phone. And when the kids get the phone, they'll say, okay, Grandma. I said, the only one that I know is Shalom. I'm really good on that one. But that's about it. And Lisa picked up a whole bunch of words. But it really is hard. And I picked a humongous one. And I do. I said, Lord, can you please help me? And I listened to it. And I still have got I got that Shalom down. Shalom. Really good. But that's about it. And Lisa has a couple of sentences. But I'm working on it. I'm working on it. And I'm a little probably more patient with myself because I'm like, okay, I'm working on it. But we're going to talk about habits today, which kind of have to do with our New Year's resolutions. Okay? Pastor touched on it. He did a good job on it. So I said either he was going to stretch it out so that he could set me up for mine or he needed to stop because... but our little thing says... a bad habit versus a good habit, okay? We could list a whole bunch of bad ones, but I'm going to tell you what I want you to read before anything else. See that top? I want y'all to read that with me. We're only going to read to where it says that first line. Everybody ready? That's why you got to have a little blue piece of paper out. It says, above all else, guard your affections, your heart. Okay, because that's where we keep our affections. For they influence everything else in your life. All right? Be honest. How many of you guys have been influenced by, this is an example of the word influence, that you make up your bed the way you were taught as a kid? Okay. How many of you guys have to eat, I like to pick on some of my son-in-laws too, I'm glad they're here. Eat tacos a certain kind of way. Because, I mean, like, they're going to give me a corn taco. I have this discussion with Manny. I say, why do street tacos have to have two? I don't get it. Why? And he says, it's because it's easier for you to grab. I'm like, okay. But to me, it's like a habit. I can eat a taco with just one tortilla, and I have no problem with that, right? But we realize as we get older, and that comes with our maturity, that some of those habits are bad ones. Some of those habits are good ones, all right? This is another really good example of a bad habit, because I'm going to let you guys fill that in. I'm not going to fill in your little paper. I got my own. I got like one with the whoo, like a ream of paper with a lot of my bad habits. But because it's just, I just do. And you can ask my people over there. They know all my bad habits. But this is also a bad habit. If we have something that is separating us from the Lord, then it's a bad habit.
Amen.
All right? And I don't know. I love talking to people. I love listening to examples. I love it. So I can tell you maybe what my bad ones are, but I need you guys to tell me, or you don't have to tell me, you can just write it down. Later you can tell me what your bad habit is. Because if you got something that separates you from the Lord, then it's a bad habit. All right? It's something that has something to do with your time, with your money, with your talent. This is an example that, and I'm careful how I say it, but this, if you come into your house and you leave your shoes at the door, all right, to you may not be a bad habit. Might be what you do all the time. It's okay. But if you're married and your spouse comes in and they totally hate seeing your shoes at that door, then it's not the spouse's bad habit or the spouse that feels it. It's the spouse who did it, but the spouse who gets bugged by it, they cannot get near the Lord. They're too mad. Lord, and that man that you gave me. Or, oh, and I'm going to tell you, the worst thing if it's the wife with high heels and you stand on that big heel, those little stiletto heels, but feels like as if you've broken your foot. And if that separates you from being able to worship the Lord because you're so mad, then those are habits that all need to be changed. They all need to be changed because they separate you from the Lord. So the definition of a bad habit is something that separates you from the Lord, all right? Maybe all kinds of things. You guys are the ones who know. So what does it mean to be separated from the Lord, right? Okay. To begin with, I thanked everybody for being here, right? You took some time out today, last day of the year. It's cold this morning. It was rainy. But you set in your mind to be here. It meant something, right? It meant that you had to get yourself ready. You had to make sure you had gas in the car, all those other details. But you're here. And again, I thank you guys all for being here. And I thank the Lord for prompting you guys to all be here. All right? That's a good habit. But if you have a bad habit and it's like, oh, well, not this Sunday. And Lord, I really can't pray today. And Lord, I know that I need this, but I'm not really going to talk to you about this today. And there's sometimes that you get so mad, especially about the shoes, that you're like, Lord, I cannot even talk to you because that spouse that you gave me, that separates you from the Lord. It's separating. And that separating is what God doesn't want. God says, that's a bad habit. He doesn't come down, he doesn't slap you, doesn't hit you, doesn't pull your ear. I used to pull all my children's ears. All my children have different size ears. You know.
Amen.
Amen, right? Some of y'all were of that era where your mom or somebody would pull your ear. But the thing is this, if it separates you, then it's a problem. It's a problem. So you guys feel what that bad habit is. And you can do it now or you can do it at home. You don't have to show your spouse. You don't have to show the kids. But the Lord wants you to work on that. And it just so happens that it's the last Sunday of the year. It just so happens. And it's a new decade in a few days. Am I the only one excited about that? I'm like, yes! I just think it's so great. 2020. Wow. In real life, I look at you guys. You all look good. All of you look good. Yes, you look great. You look great. You guys all look good. If I see y'all looking good, God sees you guys looking even better. Even better. And he's glad that you guys are here. But remember what it said. Above all else, guard your affections, your heart, for they influence everything else in your life. Those bad habits that need to be changed, you got to make space in your heart for the good ones. All right, so I do this. I do the ABCs. For everything, I think I do check. I said something to Pastor. I said, you know, I had my sermon notes, and then I went back and asked the Lord again. I felt the Lord said, no, don't say this. X, don't say this. And whatever you do not say this. I'm like, okay, Lord, then, you know, where are the checks? And the Lord just reminded me. He said, just remember that I'm the one that's in control. Like, okay, Lord, you're the one in control. That thing keeps moving. I'm sorry if that keeps making a funny sound. So if you can do check, how many of you guys have accepted Jesus? Yes? Okay. So that's a big check. Huge check. You've accepted Jesus. Understood that who God is that sent Jesus. Understand it. It's real. It doesn't have to be really, really big and spiritual and theological. And, you know, it's like, can you make a star? Can you guys make the sun in the sky? If you can, you be sure to talk to me. Because God did that. And just very simple. So you've accepted Jesus. Cool. It's a check. Do you believe Jesus? How many of you guys believe what Jesus did on the cross? Yeah. That is such an amazing story. It's an event that happened. It happened historically. I always tell the people that I mentor, because people will say, well, we know it because of the Bible. And I'm like, yeah, we know it because of the Bible. But if you go back and look at it historically, that event happened. That event happened. Because some people just believe, you know, like, if science doesn't prove, I'm like, no, it happened. There's proof. And I guarantee you, they still do excavations in that whole entire area over there. Every day, they're in there. The people who don't believe and the people who do believe. But I challenge you to believe on this, that Jesus was so obedient to his Father. And besides, Jesus saw the kind of sin, the kind of mess we were in. Ugh. Jesus, like, the story that I love the best is when Jesus got mad because they were selling in his temple. And he went in there and he threw over the tables. So I'm like, yep, that's my Jesus. Rock on. Because he wasn't afraid. And he was sure to say that that place was a holy place. So we continue on with the rest of the story of Jesus. And he went to the cross for us. As you guys look at yourselves, look at your family, if you guys have somebody come up and say, hey, you're going to have to go to the cross for your spouse. Well, okay, maybe. How much does that hurt? No, they're going to beat you. They're going to whip you. They're going to spit on you. I don't like that one. That spit thing, ooh. That's just my personal thing. Just sharing my personal story. And then they hung him on a cross. That much. That kind of love. Where do you find the kind of love? Only Jesus. So what proof do we have that because of what Jesus did, our sin is forgiven? Do we have proof? Okay. Let me ask you this. If you believe that Jesus is going to forgive you of what you've done, what you're doing today, if you believe, you would have to have proof for that knowledge? Yes or no? Do you believe that that event on the cross where he took that for us, that all those, the beatings and the sin, and that he took our sin, do you believe that? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And for those who don't believe, there's one humongous scripture verse in the book of Isaiah. 450 years separated the Old Testament from the New. And Isaiah said, Jesus is coming. Your Savior is coming. You're going to call him counselor. You're going to call him the comforter. Jesus is coming. There's proof. There's proof. So if anybody ever asks you, you say, yeah, I know that that happened. I know that that's true. And I know that this is the reason why. It's prophetically spoken. And he showed up just the way the prophet Isaiah said. So you do have to get into the Bible for that. And not just the historical, but Isaiah also existed. So for all the history buffs, it's out there. It's true. So back to our bad habits, right? We've developed our bad habits for all kinds of different reasons, but they exist. They exist in us. What do we do to get rid of a bad habit? If it separates you from God, it's a bad habit. I can give you some other examples, but you guys know your time, your money, your talent. How are you spending it? Are you spending it with the Lord? Or are you spending it on something else? Check it. Check and make sure the Lord gives you a big check. Because if the Lord gives you an X, you need to change it. It's a bad habit. How do we know that we've developed it as a habit? Above all else, guard your hearts, your affection. Because that's where you keep it. They influence everything else in your life. This is an affection. How many of you guys really like doing something that you know you shouldn't do? You don't have to raise your hand. But just think about it. There's something that you really like to do, and you know it's bad. Like, I can eat a whole bag of potato chips. Not the plain ones, those ruffly ones. It's got to be a ruffle on it, because if just a plain potato chip, I won't eat it. I don't like those. And I laugh because I don't really like chocolate. People are like, what? What do you mean? You don't like chocolate? Well, not really. But I know it's a bad habit. Does it separate me from the Lord? No, because I can be eating the potato chip and saying, thank you, Jesus. Woo, I love these potato chips. But I know that this is a temple. All right? So you guys go back and check it. All right? That's just one little example. Time. That one about time I love too. Check it on how you spend your time. The Lord said this. Oh, I got to quit moving. God gave us the Ten Commandments, right? They're good ones. They're good ones. They are. But Jesus said, you know what? If you love your neighbor, love the neighbor. You got all 10 of them covered. You got tick, 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 10 times. Love your neighbor. But that comes back to what Jesus said. It comes back to our salvation. And then once you get back to where you believe all that, tell somebody. Say, hey, I love Jesus. And if you find somebody who doesn't love Jesus, they're going to say, what? But if you find somebody who does love Jesus, they're going to say, oh, yeah, good. I love Jesus, too. Then you can have your praise party. And if you find somebody who doesn't, then you've got an opportunity to be able to share it. All right? So our bad habit, you break that habit. How do you break a bad habit? Take a little space in your heart. Push it out so that you can make space for the good one. The affections. Things that you really love. Okay, but it's a bag of potato chips. Get a little one. Don't get the 16-ounce one like I do. 12-ounce. Get the one that's 1 ounce. So that means that my part of my bad habits is eating. And I love the salty stuff. Right? But you guys go home. Like I said, I'm not trying to beat anybody up. I'm not beating anybody up because Jesus loves us. Jesus loves me. I'm so excited that Jesus loves me. I'm like, yes, Lord, because I got these bad habits. Are you going to help me? You're going to help me. So on the next slide, let me see. A good habit must be established. Why? We go back to that habit. We go back to that little story about our spouse. You want to keep that spouse, you'd start picking up your shoes and put them in the closet or put them under the bed or do whatever you need to do. Because some spouses don't like that. So much so that there's been divorces because of that. Again, I don't know. You guys got to check that. But I'm going to tell you this. All right, it's our time. Why? Because you take off your shoes and it's easier to leave them there at the door instead of taking them to the closet. Maybe you could try a talent, see how quick you could take off the shoe and throw it in the closet. I don't know. That's up to you guys. Maybe. But funny. But our good examples, okay? What is a good habit? Where we're taking time with the Lord? Taking time. Praising. I like to sing. I said I'm the only one that really likes to hear me sing, but I like to sing. And it's where I praise the Lord by singing. I sing in the car, I sing in wherever, sing outside. Even the dog sometimes cries. And I'm like, quit crying, I'm singing. Just kind of looks at me, you know? I'm like, quit. But I'm praising the Lord. I don't care how everybody, so. You seen that commercial with that lady putting that pie, that pecan pie, into a little tin? And she turns to her cat and she says, do you know how hard it is to cook this pie? You try cooking a pie. What am I supposed to tell the dog? You try singing. I got this. I'm singing to the Lord. Besides, this is the other thing that I'm always very careful. That if I don't praise the Lord, I don't want somebody to say, I'm going to bring those rocks in. Because if you don't praise the Lord, let's see if the rocks are going to praise. So no matter how, if you sing like the way I do, or you sing really nice. We got Darren up here who sings. Oh. But praise the Lord. And make sure that those affections in our heart. Because what? Above all else, guard your affections. That's where you have your heart. So when I think of baby Jesus, how many of you guys think of baby Jesus like a baby? Or do you think of Jesus on the cross? Or do you think of Jesus like the carpenter? How do you think of Jesus? All of it? Yeah. When he was 33 and he started his ministry, I already told you, I like it when I think that he goes in the temple because they're selling it. He gets mad and he just throws everything down. I'm like, yeah. That's the way I think of him. That he wasn't afraid to say, this is the house of the Lord. He wasn't afraid. So that's the way I think of Jesus. But within that, you guys, when you think about the good habits, think of what you're doing on a daily basis. Where can I steal 5 minutes to spend it with the Lord? Where can I take a couple of dollars that I spend on whatever you spend it on and give it to the Lord? And as far as my talent, if you guys ever need me to sing, you guys all might say, just get Diana to stand there. And she's got her own rhythm and I talk to people about rhythm. I said, I got good rhythm, but it's my own rhythm. It's for me because I've watched and everybody's clapping and I'm clapping another way. I'm like, I need to do something different. Put my hands down instead. But use your talent. And no matter what, know that God is going to be there to help you. Break the bad habit and start a new habit. Because the truth is, how many of you guys have more than 24 hours a day? Right? We got the same time, which I love. I love the idea that nobody ever has had more than 24 hours a day. Nobody. And nobody will ever have more, or nobody will ever have less. We all have 24 hours a day. You pick and choose. You guys get to pick and choose how to use them. No matter what. You choose how many hours you sleep, how many hours watch TV, drive around. I used to be, we just now live in Fort Worth, past Forest Hill. I used to live in Grand Prairie. And I used to tell the kids, well, tell everybody, right? I said, I don't go to a store past 30, past 20, or off of 161. And they're like, you're like boxed in. I'm like, are you kidding? We got Walmart. We got blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't want to go any further. But it meant that I had to take the time to think about it. Right? Not good or bad habit, but I had to take the time to think about it. The affections of my heart. All right? Because they influence everything else in my life. Amen. Everything else in my life. All right? So, when you write down the good habit that you want to establish, I only left two spots. You guys can do more than two. My suggestion is not to put down that you want to learn Hebrew, because unless you already or have friends, it is a big one. It is a big one. But what kind of habit do you want to establish? Everybody always has exercise. I want to exercise. And you're like, do you really? No, not really. But I want a new machine. Okay, and I want new clothes and new shoes. I'm like, But not really, because it's really hard. But I promise you, and it's at the bottom of y'all's little blue page there. You can go to that, there, that one. I don't know if it comes up. That God will help you to break a bad habit and replace it with a good one. Because the truth of the matter is that we've all got the 24 hours. You're going to take out something bad, you got to put something in good. See, we're all hungry. And I could stand back there and just drink coffee the whole time, but, you know, probably should just drink water. So I make up my mind, which one am I going to do? Like all of you guys, make up your mind which one you want to do. All right, because we got the 24 hours. And if you guys come up with less than 24 hours, you be sure to let me know, because I really want to talk to you. And if you come up with more, I want to talk to you too. All right, I really do. And you know what? Some of those things that are temptations, our habits become like temptations. Not on the board, I'm just going to read this to you. You can write it down if you want. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 13, it says this. The only temptations that you have are the same temptations that all people have. But you can trust God. He won't let you be tempted more than you can bear. But when you are tempted, God will also give you a way to escape that temptation. Then you'll be able to endure it. But the trick there is at that time, you have to have time invested with the Lord. You have to. Take the time. All right? All right, we're going to take a couple minutes, and we're going to first read that scripture verse, and then we're going to take a couple minutes for prayer. So everybody, take out that little blue piece of paper. And by the end of the day, you're probably going to have all of that memorized because you read it so many times. That's okay. It's all right. All right. But we're going to read all of it. See where it says above all else? We're going to read it together. Everybody ready? Unless you memorized it, come on now, get it out. Ready? Above all else, guard your affections, your heart, for they influence everything else in your life. They're the ones that influence you. Always. They have the influence. That's that little voice in your ear. Sometimes we have other people, but that's what we have in our own heart. All right? All right. I'm going to ask you guys just where you're at. No moving around unless you really want to come up. Of course, the altars are always open. But I'm going to ask y'all to just take a couple of extra minutes with me here today to pray. After we read that scripture verse, knowing that we've got this habit thing that we got going on, because we do, good and bad, we got it. We got them. I'm going to ask you to bow your heads. And if you're doing something, put it down, you know, because I want y'all to focus for just a couple minutes. It won't take that long. All right? Thank you, Father God. We come before you as a group, as your church, your group here. And we ask you first, Father God, to help us. If we have those bad habits, we know that you can help us to replace them with good. We know that because your son, Jesus, died for us. And we've accepted that, Father God. And I ask you, Father God, to be with each person here as they know their challenges, their temptations, their struggles, their problems. You're there with them. There's no problem that you don't know. And there's no problem that you don't have a solution for. I praise your holy name. I thank you, Father God. Everything I ask you in the holy, precious name of your son, Jesus. Amen.